Hello there, this is Mistress Delia, and I want to talk to you about picking out a dildo. Now this is going to be a little bit advanced. If you're following my anal training program on my analtrainingphonesex.com blog, you should be in about week 3 by the time you pick out a dildo, or at least start thinking ahead. You should always have your own dildo, no matter who you are playing with, one that is just used on you, and that is Anal Play Safety 101. More to the point, you want a dildo that works for you, so think about the materials. Just like butt plugs, dildos come in a variety of materials. I would stay away from metal, glass, acrylic, or wood, although metal ones can be fun if you're into e-stim games too. For me though, I recommend silicone and latex or rubber as your go-tos. They have enough give to remain comfortable, but they're still solid. Now, there's an important note about lube. You cannot use silicone-based lubes with latex or rubber cocks. They'll just disintegrate. They will completely fall apart. So what about dildo size and shape? Just like with your butt plugs, start off small. As you get more regularly into anal play, you will be able to move to bigger sizes. And if you're a size queen, truth be told, most sensation is in the first few inches of your rectum, so bigger is not always better. Start off with a 5-inch dildo as wide around as the largest butt plug you can comfortably take. Shape is also important. For example, Jack does not do well with realistic fake cocks. My hubby likes smooth dildos like the Tantus Sport. But you are very different. So experiment and find out what's best for you. In my next post on anal training phone sex, you'll be preparing for that first strap-on session. This is Miss Delia, ready for your anal play when you call 800-601-6975.